I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. There are about 5 million orphans in Ethiopia, many of them from AIDS. Corey Barron with Children's Hope International says orphans often leave orphanages with no vocational skills, so Children's Hope is addressing that by training the older youth to be taxi drivers, mobile phone and computer technicians, and more. They're also providing them with counseling to prepare them for the real world. Children's Hope is also providing something basic for these kids, hope.
They are going to have at least hope for this life, and we are giving them hope for eternal life. But you have to, first of all, meet those basic needs.
Next, a year before elections in Algeria, opposition parties are beginning the political battle. Behind it all, Operation Mobilization reports that a religious battle is raging. Freedom for Christians is quickly ending as Muslims are asking the government to increase pressure on believers. Newspapers are covering the issue of the growing church, and congregations have been forced to close, though legal registration is not yet required. Pray that the government would not follow the lead of the Islamic movement. And in some places, the shortage of aviation fuel, or avgas, is causing problems for missionary aviators. In Papua, Indonesia, 150 of the 250 airstrips that are served by Mission Aviation Fellowship are out of service because of the shortage. That's why MAF has an aggressive fleet optimization plan to purchase 16 new Bush-designed Quest Kodiak 100 aircraft.
As this fleet starts to change, it will help us increase our reach, expand the ministry, and be more available to meet needs that we just obviously can't meet at the moment.
That means those they can't reach now will soon hear the gospel. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast, or you'd like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.